Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, an overview of some of the items on the ballot in the upcoming April 2nd spring election, in addition to the presidential primary. And also, we'll hear from Cap Morgan, the executive director of Fierce Freedom, the anti-human trafficking organization based out of Eau Claire, about their upcoming March 8th Night of Freedom and Hope at the Lismore in downtown Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin by looking at some of the local offices that have positions with terms ending in the spring. The Eau Claire City Council's aldermanic districts are up for election this year. Jeremy Gregert and Jill Christofferson filed non-candidacy paperwork. So the contests as we know them, in District 1, the incumbent Jessica Shane is unchallenged. In District 2, incumbent Emily Anderson facing a challenge from Ryan Tobridge. In District 3, Aaron Brewster is the lone candidate listed. In District 4, Clara Serrano, the lone candidate listed. And in District 5, incumbent Andrew Worthman receiving a challenge from Mary Catherine Partlow. Meanwhile, all 29 districts are up for election this spring for the Eau Claire County Board. We'll take you through districts 1 through 29. In District 1, Todd Meyer is seeking re-election and facing a challenge from Caleb Eichley. In District 2, newcomers Brent Knutson and Deirdre Jenkins will square off as the incumbent Amanda Babb had filed a notification of non-candidacy. In District 3, Joe Knight, the incumbent, being challenged by Chris Connell. In the Eau Claire County Supervisor District 4 race, incumbent Stella Pagonis being challenged by Joe Olson. In District 5 of the Eau Claire County Board, Larry Hoekstra is running unopposed, and incumbent Dane Zook in District 6, same story. Steve Chilson unopposed in District 7. In District 8, Corey Sisk running unopposed. Alan Myron running opposed in District 9. In District 10, Nancy Coffey receiving a challenge from newcomer Keith Stearns. In District 11, Nathan Otto, the incumbent, being challenged by Michelle Magadance Skinner. Brett Gaboy running unopposed in District 12. Eau Claire County Board Supervisor District 13, Connie Russell, the incumbent, facing a challenge from newcomer Carl Pikuk. In District 14, Kirk Dahl is running unopposed. And in District 15, Nick Smyar is running unopposed as well. In District 16, however, for Eau Claire County Board Supervisors, David Hirsch is receiving a challenge from John Fox. And in District 17, Thomas Vu, the incumbent, being challenged by John Staber. In District 18, James A. Dunning also being challenged in the Eau Claire County Board race by Jacob Hackbarth. In District 19, Gerald Jerry Wilkie, incumbent, running unopposed. But in District 20, incumbent John Folstad being challenged by Jasmine Case. In District 21, incumbent Mark Beckfield running unopposed. In District 22, however, incumbent Catherine Schneider being challenged by Matthew Lehner. In the District 23 race for the Eau Claire County Board, incumbent Robin Leary receiving a challenge from Kyle Polzine. And in District 24, incumbent Heather DeLuca being challenged by Josh Zug. In District 25, incumbent Jody Lepsch indicating she's not seeking re-election. And that leaves the newcomer on the ballot, Randall Hill. In District 26, incumbent Tammy Schroffnagel is running unopposed. Meanwhile, in District 27, Kyle Johnson filing a notification of non-candidacy, and the lone candidate running for that District 27 seat for the Eau Claire County Board, Tim Hallett Jr. District 28, Kimberly Cronk, the incumbent, not seeking re-election. Sam Owens and Jim Schumacher both seeking that seat. And in District 29, the incumbent, Missy Christofferson, not seeking a return to the Eau Claire County Board, but two candidates want that seat, Regina Betania and Bob Swanson. Meanwhile, the incumbent mayor of Altoona, Brendan Pratt, is running unopposed. Two of seven seats will be up for election April 2nd for the Eau Claire School Board. The incumbents, Joshua Clements and Erica Zur, facing some challenge from Heidi Herrings and Kathleen Kivlin. Also for the Altoona School Board, one of the five seats up for election this spring, the seat currently held by Rick Rissler, who's not running for re-election, is being sought by newcomers Nathan Simonson and James Myron. Meanwhile, the Chippewa Falls Area United School District with three candidates on the spring ballot, Steve Olson, Sharon McElwam, and Karen Boutiette, the three of them pursuing two seats. The Town of Washington Board has two of five seats up for election. The current members are Karen Tomash and Jeffrey White. Also, the Fall Creek Village Board will have three of its seven Village Board seats up for election in the spring. The current members are Ryan Aylesworth, Chester Goodman and Sheena Katz. The following people will be on the ballot this spring along with them. They include Bob Longwitz, Josiah Clevin, Brian Katz, and Kurt Strasberg. And the Fall Creek School Board will have two of its five seats up for election. The current members are Eric Ryan and Courtney Kneifel. Both are planning to run for re-election. Those are just some of the races being decided in the April 2nd spring election. Meanwhile, this week I caught up with the executive director of Fierce Freedom, Kat Morgan, and talked with her about the upcoming Night of Freedom and Hope, March 8th at the Lismore in Eau Claire.
We're really excited because we are gearing up for Night of Freedom and Hope, which is our annual gala and fundraiser where we're able to share a little bit more about Fierce Freedom with the community and with, you know, people that have followed the organization, just giving some updates about, you know, where we've been in the last year and then also looking forward to the next year and kind of celebrating some of those exciting highlights. So if you're kind of curious about like what's going on with Fierce Freedom and want to know more, it's a great way that you can do that, dip a toe in, or again, the continued support. But again, it's going to be a really fun night as well. We really wanted it to feel sort of like a fun night out on the town, where we also have some elements of education and we talk a little bit more about the work we're doing. But there's going to be two back-to-back events, and you're certainly, you know, people are welcome to come to both. The first one is a VIP event, and they're separate events, but the first one is VIP. The VIP event starts at 5:30 and goes till 6:30, so it's about an hour, and has so people can enjoy deluxe hors d'oeuvres. They will get a drink ticket for a complimentary beverage. Well, that's just going to be included. There will also be live music from Emily Watkins for the first half of it. And there will also be these really awesome gift bags that we're going to be putting together. So that's the VIP event. And again, there'll be a smaller audience, but just a really great time to get together and to connect with other people that are really passionate about the cause.
Kat Morgan says.
So, and what's really cool is you can go to the VIP event, but you can also buy tickets for the main event that's going to be taking place. And that's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And that's going to be in the Wilson Hall Ballroom, which is, again, at the Lismore. And again, live music. We're going to have a full band for that. So Emily Watkins and her band will be performing. Local talent Emily Menz, two Emilys, will be emceeing. And she just is so fun, has a lot of humor. She was a worship pastor at Cedar Creek for a while. So yeah, she'll be coming and bringing some sass. And again, some hors d'oeuvres, dessert bar, and a cash bar available for those who want to partake. And then we also have a silent auction going on that's going to help raise funds as well for the work that we're doing. And we have some really awesome local items like Hello Adorn has donated, Ohm Fitness, Reboot Social downtown, Vino Cappuccino. We also have a really deluxe kind of massage spa basket that's worth over $500. So you'll get the chance to bid and look at some really awesome items that we have.
Fierce Freedom Executive Director Kat Morgan says,
we have changed it up, but I'm really excited for it this year because we were at River Prairie. Our offices are now based in Valley Brook, offices downtown in Eau Claire. We feel very connected to the area here. So we wanted to kind of go off of that, you know, downtown Eau Claire vibe. And then also we just were really excited to have, you know, rather than just doing a plated meal, having, you know, some desserts, some hors d'oeuvres, like a little bit more variety there as well. And then some, you know, great live music that I'm really excited for people to partake in.
Kat Morgan says for the programming of the main event, they're kind of changing things up this year.
What we're actually doing, again, we're shifting things a little bit this year. So I think that in the past, that's been a really great thing that we've done. I think that, again, this year, we are going to have some elements of education.
Kat Morgan says,
yeah, and so we'll be debuting a documentary-style film of three women's stories that were impacted by sexual exploitation and trafficking, one from Tomah, Wisconsin, one whose story actually began in Eau Claire. She met her trafficker in Eau Claire, then was taken, you know, she went to Chicago and was trafficked there, but also was trafficked here. And then the third, I believe, was in kind of the Twin Cities area.
Morgan talks about this being the first March Fierce Freedom event she's headed up since taking the helm last summer.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as I've taken on this role as executive director, I've been trying to, you know, grow, learn a lot from this. And I think that in that, I've wanted to have the events that we're doing sort of be, what is an event that I would love to attend? It's kind of asking myself the question, who are the people that we are trying to reach? Obviously, we've had some really fantastic support from the community. Like, that's kept us going. And that includes the faith community. And again, this is an issue that we need to realize is a spiritual one. But also, we want to reach community members that maybe are not of faith or that are not familiar with our work. And so the other thing is that we have a lot of events that we host that are very data-heavy, educational presentation. They're presentations. You know, we have plenty of those. And I think that I wanted this to be an opportunity to just really celebrate and come together and enjoy, you know, just, again, finding other people that are like-minded and passionate about this and getting a little snippet, you know, a little taste of the work that we're doing. But again, to be encouraged to come to our other events too, because there are several other ones that we have. Our conference in October, that's again a very education-heavy event. Oh Freedom is again kind of one of those accessible events too. But again, it's something that I, as a leader, wanted to kind of bring a little bit more to the forefront, is really making it more accessible to other community members that maybe we haven't reached before.
Fierce Freedom Executive Director Kat Morgan about their upcoming Night of Freedom and Hope. It's March 8th, a Friday night at the Lismore at 333 Gibson Street in Eau Claire. Two different events. One, the VIP event from 5:30 to 6:30, and then the main event from 7 to 8:30, $50 for the VIP event and $40 to be a part of the main event. Learn more at fiercefreedom.org. That's fiercefreedom.org. You can get your tickets there. And earlier, we gave you an overview of some of the things you'll be asked to vote on in the upcoming April 2nd spring election, covering everything from the Eau Claire City Council races and Eau Claire County Board, as well as Eau Claire School Board, Altoona School Board, and the Chippewa Falls School Board contest, the mayoral contest in Altoona, and the Town of Washington Town Board, as well as the Fall Creek Village Board. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson, the Free Seating and Public Affairs of WWIB and WOGO.